Does that make America safer?
Sir, I don't know, actually.
How safe is the country has been a question asked since the 9/11 attacks. One retired colonel in the Air Force, now involved with Homeland Security, says the problem in terms of our safety is that we're not asking the right questions. Randall Larson is the director of the Institute for Homeland Security. In his new book, Our Own Worst Enemy, Asking the Right Questions About Security to Protect You, Your Family, and America, Larson posits that the U.S. as a whole can become safer by becoming smarter, and that starts with asking the right questions. WMNF asked him today if he means that Americans need to be educated more about what should be a priority in keeping themselves safe.
Education is an excellent choice of words. That is one of my three top spending priorities for the federal government, is that this is such a new field that one of the reasons that senior leaders and others are asking the wrong questions is because we don't have the educational background in this to do it. I'm fortunate. I've been studying Homeland Security for 13 years. The first 4 years, we didn't even have a name for it. We kind of knew what the concept was. But so I have a little bit of an advantage there, but we have to work on that. But let me give you a couple examples of the wrong questions I hear. Just last Friday, front page top story in the Washington Post was, Washington, D.C. is not prepared for immediate mass evacuation. I've been trying to argue against this for so long. You know, with the exception of a hurricane, which you certainly have issues with down there, but with the exception of a hurricane where you have 2 to 3 days advance notice, there is no scenario where you would ever want to conduct a rapid mass evacuation. I don't care if it's a nuke, a dirty bomb, a chemical release, whether either it's an industrial accident or a terrorist attack. In almost every case, sheltering in place is the safest thing to do, whether you're at your office, your home, or your school, particularly as the Red Cross likes to remind me to say, is that if you've done just a moderate amount of preparation, sheltering in place is the thing to do. But in my book, I have a whole long list of questions. When you first hear them, that kind of sounds reasonable, but when you do a little bit of analysis and look at it and you go, well, that is the wrong question. And as long as we ask the wrong questions, we're going to waste taxpayers' dollars and our families will not be more secure.
You write that there's been an appalling amount of money that's been wasted on Homeland Security going back to 1995. Can you give us some examples?
Oh, well, one of my favorite ones is that the American taxpayers, through the Department of Homeland Security, sent $16,000 to the city of New Orleans 15 months before Katrina to build an emergency operations center where, you know, you could, it's very important to have that when there's a big crisis in your city. Well, New Orleans spent the money, but there was never a emergency operations center built. And so one of the reasons for all the mass confusion down there after Katrina was that there was no operations center. Had they had one, things would have certainly wouldn't have been perfect because New Orleans was not prepared for that. But it's just awful how we started, as you said, after the 93 attack on the World Trade Center and then the Oklahoma City bombing of 95, Congress really started spending a lot of money. And their primary strategy was, as I define in a book, ready, shoot, aim. You know, let's just spend some money. This will make us more secure. We're wasting a lot of money now. Congress just passed legislation to inspect 100% of the shipping containers that come into this country every year. It's about 8 million a year, those big 40-foot steel containers. They want to make sure that Al-Qaeda doesn't sneak in a nuclear weapon. Now, Mitch, let me ask you this question. If you think Al-Qaeda had a one or two nuclear weapons, do you really think that they would put them inside a steel container, put a really good padlock on it, you know, and then turn it loose in the shipping system? They would never take their hands off of it. They would charter an airplane or charter a small ship to bring it over here, and they wouldn't bring it through a big container port. So we're wasting money by buying this technology, and there's a lot of industry up here in Washington, D.C. area that's real happy to sell all these high-tech programs to the government, but they don't make your family more secure. What we should be doing is spending our money on programs that we call, by Senator Nunn and Lugar started, called the Cooperative Threat Reduction, in trying to locate, lock down, and eliminate all of the nuclear material in the former Soviet Union, because only about half of it is secure today. And that's where Al-Qaeda will go to either steal or buy nuclear material. That's where we need, so we need that. The right question we need to be asking is, what do we do to prevent Al-Qaeda from becoming a nuclear power? Right now, we're only spending $1 billion a year on that. That's what we spend every 4 days in Iraq. I think we just need to evaluate our priorities, because if we get a mushroom cloud over an American city, everything changes.
We're speaking with Randy Larson. He is the director of the Institute for Homeland Security and the author of the new book, Our Own Worst Enemy. Well, let me just follow up on that, Randy, and that is that the Rob Silverman Commission, they did state last year that the U.S. has not made intelligence collection on loose nukes a high priority. And I think this, you really believe this could be one of our potential vulnerabilities.
That statement you just read is so important, I put it in my book twice. Because when I read that, it was just shocking to me that intelligence collection on loose nuclear material is not a high priority for the, you know, America. I can't imagine a higher priority than trying to do that. And we know AQ Khan in Pakistan played a huge role for a decade in giving nuclear technology and stuff around the world. See, the fact is, to make a Hiroshima bomb is not that difficult. The one we dropped on Hiroshima was built inside a Navy gun barrel. If you just have about a basketball size of highly enriched uranium, you can make a Hiroshima-style bomb. So the goal is to keep them from getting their hands on that material. And yet our intelligence community has not made that a high priority. That's why I'm just saying, we're spending a lot of money on things that do not make us more secure, and we're not spending it where we should. I believe that we can control terrorism. We can't eliminate it. We can't win the war on terrorism, but we can contain it. And that if we ask the right questions, if we establish the right priorities, then terrorism will be on the list. You know, we all, as adults, we all have to worry about things, drunk drivers, crime, you know, natural disasters. We can move terrorism down that list below those things I just mentioned if we ask the right questions, establish the right priorities.